can certainly see every day is the fact that the price of everything seems to be going up. We talk about it every week, but it gets worse, it seems to me. And we're heading into winter. You've got the price of energy going up. It wasn't very long ago we were energy independent, you know, like, say, January 20th, and now things have changed completely. That's why I have Craig Stiles here from Ameriprise, because Craig weighs in on things that make me crazy. The price at the pump. There's no state now that's under $3 a gallon, Craig. Good to see you back here, of course. Every state has gas over $3. Some states, $4 and $5 in some places. It's getting ugly, frankly. What do we do?
It is. Well, that's a great question when we're talking about it from a fixed income perspective, meaning those who are on Social Security or pension. It's tough to go back to the government and say, hey, I need a 33% increase on my Social Security because my gas price went from $2 or $2.50 up to $3 to $3.50 a gallon. And we're not seeing that happen. And of course, as we know, everything gets transported from point A to point B with fuel. And as those costs go up, the other costs go up. So policy makes a difference. What people are voting on and what people are voting for, who they're voting for, this does hit them in the pocketbooks quite a bit. And I would hope that this does get notified or kind of brought to the forefront in regards to what it's going to mean. Sitting with individuals, but again, when I'm looking at from an investment perspective, those who are actually invested have ways of being able to keep pace with it. We see the markets are going up. As inflation starts to increase, we do see profitability of some businesses increasing. With businesses not finding workers, quite frankly, it's an added or basic less of a cost to the business. As their business continues to boom, the service may lack a little bit, but that does make a business a little more profitable. And, of course, with the changes in technology that's taken place, the rapidness of that, it provides some opportunity of growth. So to kind of offset the rise of inflation, especially with what we've been seeing on the price of fuel and how that's triggering, kind of creating a wave across the rest of the industry, the rest of the markets, being invested right now is probably not a bad thing. So I get a lot of conversations about, have a lot of conversations about people buying into different commodities, as well as what kind of strategies might be best to be implemented. I still focus and say, well, growth is going to outperform over the next 2 to 3 years. However, in the short term right now, we're seeing a lot of opportunity on the value style type investments, such as dividend paying securities, more like utility type companies and whatnot, oil type companies. Because as we see, when the price of oil goes up, the profitabilities of the oil companies go up as well. So it becomes tricky, but it is a stock picker's market out there. Passive investors are the ones typically are a little more anxious about the markets at this point in time.
You made a point to me here a while ago. You know, the housing market has been, you know, exceptionally hot through the pandemic. We know that houses selling for prices that people never expected to get for real estate, and it's been a great market for some people. And I say, well, what about inflation? Does that destroy the economy? He said, well, if you own a home and there's inflation, then your home's worth more. It's kind of a check against inflation, at least to a certain point. But at some point, doesn't it go too far, I guess is my question.
Well, there's a couple of variables to use that example. The reason why, like in this situation, the reason why several reasons why one's home might go up in value. One is if there's less building going on, there's more people seeking to find a house and then remodel it as opposed to build a new one because of the cost of lumber and everything was going through the roof there for a while. And it has come back down, but the price to build a house is still rather high. To build a pole barn is still rather high. So to keep some of the costs down, people would just buy an existing home. So that created an increase in demand for homes. And then, of course, people are moving out of high tax states into lower tax states. We're seeing that more specifically in Florida. Florida has, as you're very much aware of, Florida has, I don't know if it's a housing crunch, but the prices in the housing markets in Florida is actually going up pretty high. And for a lot of my clients who have been looking and seeking to retire down to Florida, they're holding off until they can find an appropriate home or as the cost to build continue to come down. So multiple variables, the cost to be able to maintain a house. If you live on propane, the cost of propane goes up. Many of my clients who, when we have that kind of conversations, they actually buy in advance. And I know some of the local fuel companies, you can buy a couple thousand dollars worth of fuel in advance. At I think one contract that I saw, they got at $1.65 a gallon or so. which, as we've seen shortly after that, the price of propane has gone significantly higher.
Yeah,
that
helps it has, and in fact, it's higher now than it, historically speaking, it's higher now than it should be this time of year by far. Same is true for natural gas and heating oil. Now, if you're investing in those places, you're right, you can make a good investment, pick the right place. But at the same token, if you're paying that bill, it could be punishing. And for people that are at the lower end of the income scale, well, it could be really punishing. Those that have less to invest or less to just to survive, it's concerning as you look around the country. What other, I guess my last question with the buildup at the ports and so forth, retailers not going to be able to move as much product this year. So consumers can't spend as much. What about the big retailers? We've got about a minute left. How do you think that's going to play out for investors this holiday?
Well, that's a great question. You're seeing a lot of advertisers right now roughly being able to do same day deliveries. So you're seeing a lot of adjustments in technology that's taken place there. We also are roughly about 80,000 truck drivers short. So the distribution from getting from California to other parts of the state where the major ports are and getting to the delivery units, that is another, sad state of affairs. It's like, where do the truck drivers go in many cases? You're also seeing policies in different states. I know and one of the biggest issues that I've seen out in California is that a lot of the truckers are independent. And being that you're an independent driver, if you're doing business in California at this point, you've got to be affiliated with or a W-2'd by a distribution company, which then requires them to do taxes within the state of California, which then a lot of truckers are just saying, I'm not going to go to California. So that is a part of that
shortage.
There
you go. Yeah, we're not going to go to California at all. We're not going to play ball there. You got it, Craig. Craig Stiles from Ameriprise, that's why he's here. He can help you with investments. It's important to have a professional like Craig in your corner. 517-483-4893, anywhere in America. 517-483-4893. Craig, always appreciate you being here, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Steve. Have a great one. Take care now.
See it in the headlines every day. The price of everything is going up, and nothing's going up faster than the cost of energy. What if your heating and cooling bill doubled or tripled? What would that mean to you and your family? For most people, it would be devastating. It's time you learned about WellConnect. With WellConnect, you might be able to cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. And if you already have a well in the yard, you already have the key piece of equipment for a 100% renewable energy source. That's right, your well can be the heart of a WellConnect hybrid geothermal system. WellConnect is a Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year alone, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Why gamble on the price of energy? Get connected to WellConnect. Right now, you can still qualify for a 26% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. WellConnect.